Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Lang's Boggs. I have the pleasure of being here with one of my fantastic students, Mr.
Hi, I'm Ethan Peterson.
Hi, Ethan Peterson. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So, Ethan, you're a part of our CSIC course, which stands for Computer Science.
Independent Certification.
Thank you very much. Independent Certification. And so you've been busy this year working on your certifications. What is the first certification that you received in this course?
The first certification that I've been working on is called, well, the exam is called the PSEP, which stands for Python Certified Entry Level Programmer.
Perfect. Tell me a little bit about that certification. What are some things that you learned in that?
Yeah, so it introduced me to Python. It taught me a lot of the basics, like matrices, making your own functions, how functions work, operators, stuff like that.
Some of the essentials, right?
Yeah.
You know, from the foundations. About how long did that take you to prepare for that?
I think it took me about 2 months.
About a couple months to prepare for that?
Yeah, a couple months.
So you spent some time in class as well. I'm sure you probably spent some time at home and your spare time to work on that as well, I believe, correct?
Yeah, definitely.
Awesome. And so then, after you got that certification, you said, hey, I'm going to work on the next one, which is?
Which is the PCAP certification, which is Python Certified Associate Level Programmer.
Associate level, so you're moving on up.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Can you tell me a little bit about that certification?
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to talk about it's offered by the Python Institute.
Thank you. There we go. Python Institute.
I really love the certifications and the modules that you go through because they're really interactive. And they don't just give you the instructions, but they also tell you, they also give you the opportunity to write your own programs using the instruction that they give you. And so
Perfect. You're
working on projects as well as learning the material.
And that's important, right? To keep you engaged and not just reading, but you're actually doing.
Yeah. And it really works well for your memory, too, because you get to apply it right afterwards.
Awesome.
But then as far as what it taught me, I learned a lot about object-oriented programming.
That's big.
Yeah, it's like a more efficient way of programming. I love it. I'll summarize it.
Sure. We could talk forever about it, huh? So thanks for the summarization.
Essentially, you're assigning objects to classes. And when you assign objects to classes, they immediately inherit these traits, these methods, these functions that can be applied to that object.
Very cool.
And you can have multiple classes, there's super classes, and it gets more specific as you make more classes that fall under classes that I could go on for a
little. Right, yeah, no, that's cool.
I don't want to use too much jargon, but
I hear you.
It's awesome. I loved the PCAP certification.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So now, where are you heading to? What are you working on now?
So next up, I want to get the PCPP certification, which is Certified Professional Level Programmer. So they've got their first beta version out that I'm working on right now. And it's actually, I think it's going to take me a lot longer than the PCAP certification.
Well, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, they've got five sections of material, and all of those have really long modules that are similar to just the one section that I had for the PCAP. So it's going to take me a long time.
Which makes sense, though. I mean, if you think about it, right? I mean, obviously the entry level one, taught you the fundamentals. The PCAP, the associate, taught you some main, very important aspects of programming.
Mm-hmm.
And now, like you said, you're looking at the professional one, So obviously you're going to spend a little bit more time and all that. What do these certifications mean to you personally?
The certifications, so I view them as a fantastic opportunity to learn.
Yeah.
And obviously they're valuable because I get the certification, but more than that, even though that the certification, it's going to get you a step in the door, a foot in the door for job opportunities. It's not going to get you all the way there, of course. Certifications,
sure.
It's mostly the projects that hires are gonna look at, but it's an opportunity to learn, and it shows that you went through the material and that you're qualified. You know the stuff.
Yeah. And I know we talked briefly about, I was like, hey, Ethan, make sure that you have that up on your GitHub account. So when you are sitting in that interview room, they can look, okay, yeah, that's great. You have that certification, but show me what you can do. And you're like, got it, done, you know, because you're just that professional. You know what I mean? You're learning what other people are going to be looking for out in industry or at a university. Do you find having this opportunity at Gull Lake Community Schools from our career and technical educational program, CTE, run through the KRESA, which is our countywide programs that we have, do you find that beneficial? Are you glad that we have that opportunity for you?
Oh, I'm so happy. Because I get this high-quality instruction, and I don't have to pay for any of it.
It's a gift, isn't it?
And it's like hundreds of dollars just to get the certification. Like, I think the last one was maybe $300.
Sure.
And I don't have to pay any of that. And I get all that instruction.
Yeah, which is, again, a great gift to have here. The time that you're allotted here for you to choose what you want to get certified in, right? So you don't have to sit up here and listen to me talk, because you know how I am. I can talk. I can get off on a rant squirrel, right? And talk about this forever. You can come in and you can work on what you want to work on. Do you find that to be valuable?
Yeah, I love that so much.
Yeah.
I feel so much more productive just like...
Do you?
Yeah, learning what I want to learn and having that at my own pace, being able to go outside of class again and work on the certifications too.
Because you can access it at home. Yeah, you can access it
where...
It's that's awesome. I'm glad that you're letting us know that it is very valuable. Where do you find Ethan going? Where do you want to be?
In
where do you
want to
go? In the future.
So, right now...
Because you're a senior, correct, Ethan? All right.
At colleges.
All right.
Right now, I'm waiting to hear back. I think by the end of this week, I'll get a word from University of Michigan.
Very cool.
And see if I'm accepted to their college. And if I am, 100% going. I love, like, they have highly rated computer science program.
Not too bad at athletics either, do they? Kind of cool.
They're also opening a new computer science building.
Are they really?
Yeah, there's like, I'm pretty sure it was this really successful like software engineer or like a programmer that donated to University of Michigan, and some of that money went to funding for
facility.
A new building. Yeah.
Yeah, and you see that a lot with colleges now, you know, where they're, because I know, for example, like at Western, they used to have their computer science part of their business department, where now they got their own facility, you know. I mean, they're just, it's just, is blowing up, you know, for computer science. So what do you want to, do you know what you specifically want to kind of go into in computer science?
Yeah, I think I would love to look into data science.
Cool.
Machine learning.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, studying data science, machine learning in college, that'd be great.
That would be awesome.
That opportunity to learn.
That'd be really cool. So if you were sitting here as a freshman, what would you want to tell your freshman self, if others are listening to this podcast, what would you want to tell them?
I would want to tell them that the race has already started.
There you go. That's a good point.
Because I didn't take any computer science classes my freshman year, and academics weren't really important to me. But if I would have been able to start like taking a certification and learning Python before I started in my sophomore, junior year, then I could have been so much more ahead. I could have learned so much more.
Yeah.
But you just don't think about that when you're in freshman.
You know, a lot of us don't, you know. And again, this is kind of new to me as well, to where now, you know, we have our sophomores who are looking to, or freshmen that are in my CSSE class, that they can jump into a CSEC if they want to do some programming related stuff. So they could come in to write as a senior. So right now we're kind of going through some scheduling and whatnot. So would you recommend those thinking about it to definitely look into this?
Absolutely. Get as far ahead as you can and early on.
Yeah, very cool. Well, Ethan, I will tell you what, it's been a pleasure having you as my student. I'm kind of sad that you'll be heading off to bigger things. I hope we can stay in touch and you let me know where you're at and what you're doing. Come back to be a guest speaker, whether it's physically or virtually, to kind of let us know what you're doing at college or as your career. You've been an amazing student. I appreciate that.
Awesome. I'll definitely keep in touch with you.
Any final words?
Well, just thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
Awesome.
It's great to be here, and just to people studying computer science, especially freshmen, just get on early.
Get on early. Yeah, competition's getting younger.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great song by Mr. Garth Brooks, the competition's getting younger, and it really is.
Mm-hmm. And there's so much competition.
There is. There's a lot. So awesome. Well, thank you very much, Ethan Peterson.